Hello.
Episode 805.
805. I love that number. That was my area code growing up. Represent.
No way. 805. That's nice. That does feel good, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's a cool number. I don't know why. It's like the 805. Yeah. What was your area code growing up?
412. It still is.
Oh, still is. There you go. Yeah. Yeah. How you doing, Suze?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It feels like spring has sprung because my allergies are in full force.
I'm telling you what. What the hell? It is rain aplenty.
Stop.
It's brutal.
Really?
New York Times said that the non-frost time period starts earlier and lasts longer, and that's why allergies are so much worse now.
Oh, this makes sense. Because I'm like, why is it? I thought maybe when you get older, they get worse. Is that a thing?
I mean, everything gets worse.
Yeah, it does. It feels nothing like that was better. Like listed in my symptoms of menopause. It was like sensitivity to more allergens. I was like, oh, you got to be fucking kidding me. Like, what? It's everything. It's like everything. So
that's rude.
Yeah, you know. But it's nice. I'm excited about, you know, the weather changing and getting out there. And I'm really excited to go camping. And, you know, I'm thinking about getting a dog.
I know. We've talked about this. What is this about? I'm not okay with it.
I know. But it's time. I've waited too long. It's almost, I'm coming up on like, it'll be in a few months, the year anniversary of saying goodbye to Bo. So it feels like.
I am convinced that you don't. It's not even about you enjoying dogs. I think that, you know how you talk about how when you live in the fire, you grow up in the fire, you like the flames. Like,
yeah.
I think that when you do not have chaos in your life, you get bored and like invent problems.
Oh, maybe. I'll have to take a look at that.
That's what this. Don't take a look at it. This is made up. I just feel like that's what this dog is. It's like,
well, I'll tell you, when I was a dog sitter for a little while and those dogs were there and then they weren't there, there was this sadness of like, it felt like they weren't even my dogs. And it felt, I was like,
oh. Yeah, you're bored.
Well, yeah, I was just bored maybe.
No, but you love dogs. You should get
a
dog.
And there's no better feeling in the whole world than when a dog leans against you. You know when they do that dog hug thing? I love it. Like,
I mean, they
record
the best.
My studio's at my friend Ashley's house, and she's got this huge Rottweiler. And this dog is the cuddliest. Like, as soon as I come in the door, wants to snuggle. Is like, you're here to snuggle! And just cuddle, like, is so excited. And will, like, do this lean. Like, it's like a dog hug. And I just love it. And this is a dog that knew Bo and is now living in the same house that Bo lived in. So in my mind, it's like, she like knows Bo's energy and she knows like what I need. And Bo's like, hey, take care of this gal. And so.
Oh boy. The only reason that I'm discouraging of it is just because I know two things. Number one, they are a pain if you want to travel.
Yes.
And number two, you will get a broken heart. Like you had with Bo.
I know. And I would definitely get an adult dog. So it's like.
Why? Okay. Why did you do that?
Because I wouldn't want a puppy. Ugh.
Not a puppy, but like a one-year-old. How about that? Is that a puppy?
Like two.
Yeah, get a two-year-old. Why are you buying those ones on death's door? And they're next thing you know, they're in diapers.
I know. I just, my mom, she said this was a problem. Like she knew it. She's like, growing up, you liked Oscar the Grouch and you liked Eeyore and you only adopted animals that it's like you knew that they were about to die. I would get these animals that something would be wrong. I adopted a Chihuahua once that had a hole in its skull, like didn't form all the way. So like, it was just so bad. That dog didn't last very long. It was just like, why do I have
it's like a this pet graveyard over there.
It is. I need to, like, what is happening? Maybe I should get a cat, but all my cats died
potions.
Too. So maybe I shouldn't get an animal. You know what? It's
No, you
it's
should.
It's better
you
than
love
a dog.
It.
I'm going to be like that little girl who's like attached to her goat and just wants to save the goat.
Yeah. You know? I mean, some people just need to have an animal around them, and I get it.
You know, speaking of that girl and the goat, it's like my phone must have known we were talking about goats or something, because this article came up that was talking about how there is an island in Italy. Oh, it has a weird name that I can't remember. Alicebi or something like that, where there are only 1,000 residents, but there are 6 times as many goats as there are residents. And the residents are like, we got to get rid of the goat. It's too many goats. And,
yeah, what are they going to do? Population control.
Well, that's what they want to do, but they can't bring themselves to kill any of these goats because they're like that little girl in the 4-H club. And so they are welcoming anybody who has a boat to come over. And they say, if you could catch them, you could keep them.
Oh, so you can't kill them, though.
No.
Like, they won't be okay with that.
Well, they're like, whatever you want to do with them afterwards, you're free to do whatever you want. But they're not going to euthanize the goats. They don't want
to. Maybe they could do what they did on Pablo Escobar's property with the hippos, with the birth control.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yes. And you know what? This is like another different article. But you know how there's a huge rat problem in New York City?
Yeah, this has been birth control.
Yes, they're giving birth control to the little mice or rats. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do they do that, though?
Right, because in my experience, birth control is a real pain in the arse. Right. Where you have to take it every day.
Every day at the same time.
Or it doesn't work.
Right.
And I don't know how they're going to do that with rats. They're not.
And I have a very fertile friend who like was on birth control and still got pregnant. Like, it's like that. Yeah. Like, it wasn't the exact time she took it, and like one day, and all of a sudden, boop, pregnant. So,
yeah, what are they going to do? Put little IUDs in there?
Right. What are they doing? Then you got to catch them, and like, I have no idea. And there are so many of them, and they
work.
I feel like they reproduce at such fast rates, and it's not, I don't know.
I mean, if you can get them to take birth control, it seems like you could get them to take poison.
Thank you. That is that is a very good point.
Like, why are we preserving their lives?
Because
I know they're smart.
Goats, I understand. Blah, blah, blah. No. We're not going to be team rat over here.
They do say they're really smart, though. You remember when Michael Jackson sang Ben? He was singing to a rat.
Yeah, I do. What movie was that from?
Ben.
Oh.
I don't actually know that. I just wanted to say it.
I hope that's it.
Oh. I do, too.
That is so funny.
Rats are freaking gross. With those disgusting tails.
I cannot deal with it. And there are certain pets that I can't do a snake. I can't do a rodent. I'll get down with like a chinchilla maybe. not my house, but like I'll pet your chinchilla, and that's not a euphemism.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah,
what are those? Are they like ferrets?
No, they're the ones like that are really soft and fluffy, and they look like bunny rabbits but with shorter ears, kind of.
I mean, those are cute.
And I hear they're very clean. Like they have like they clean themselves.
Except for their poop everywhere.
Yeah, that's not for me.
No,
I can't be exploring any other species.
No, get serious, Sarah. All right, well, I don't know about all that rat population control, but I do know one thing I love, and that is music.
Yes.
I love it with all my heart, and we have found the best gift ever. It's called Song Finch.
This is a gift where it really does like last forever. It's like the gift that keeps on giving, for real.
That is for sure. Because, okay, so you know how my goal for this year with my family is to write a one-hit wonder. Mm-hmm. And so I thought it'd be so fun to get Adam for Father's Day this original song.
Yes.
This is what Song Finch is. So they have all these amazing artists. And they write, compose, and perform an original song. And you basically tell them what to do.
You get to pick the style of song, like the kind of, like, tempo,
genre.
The beat.
You are in the driver's seat. So I told them how we have this goal and that I would love it if the song referenced other one-hit wonders.
Nice.
You know, referred to, like, we need a song to inspire us to write our song.
So I can't wait to hear it.
I know. I can't wait either. But this is such a great gift because it doesn't have to be silly like I'm doing. You could really pour your heart out.
Yeah, if you're somebody who like maybe struggles with like putting your feelings into words or like saying I love you and really expressing yourself, then let the professionals do it for you. And you just say, this is the vibe I'm going for. This is the message I want to convey.
Yeah.
These are the feelings I have. Can you make something magical out of this? And they deliver.
Because whatever you were going to get your partner, like, or your mom or dad, they don't want it. They don't want khakis. They don't want some weird perfume that you don't even know if they like. This is something that's original and moving and special or funny. Okay, for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free. So you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/braincandy and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, which is a $50 value. Again, our URL is songfinch.com/braincandy. Don't forget to share your song with us, too. I have to hear them all.
Have to.
Songfinch.com.
Become my number one most listened to on Spotify wrap-up.
What a hoot. Can you imagine
that URL again?
Okay. Songfinch.com/braincandy, and I'll put it on our website with our codes.
Yeah. Or I may end up like, there. I read this other story. This was really cute. There was a little boy. I can't remember where he lived or where he is. I want to say California. But little boy, he was so 9 years old. His name's Cal, and he is just obsessed with octopuses. Octopuses? Octopi? No, you told me in the previous episode.
Well, I did. I told you that they changed it to octopuses, but then Lincoln said at his school they're still going by octopi.
Oh.
I feel like there's a schism.
There.
No.
So
there are two camps.
Either way, octopuses or octopi, Cal loves them, and he's obsessed, and he's infatuated with them. He said ever since he was 3 years old, he's every single birthday, every single Christmas, all he wants is an octopus. And that's what he says to his parents. Please, please, please get me an octopus. Man. He dressed up as an octopus for Halloween. The whole thing. Well, last October, his parents were like,
enough,
let's just
enough.
Do it.
Oh, no. Oh, no! And they
sprung for the real thing. And they bought an octopus. They bought a two-spot octopus to keep as a pet in a tank in his bedroom, and it arrived via UPS in a bag of water packed inside a cardboard box on his 9th birthday, and Cal named it Terrence. And unbeknownst to the family, Terrence was a female. And when they put Terrence in the environment and a little octopus got settled, it released what the family described as a chandelier of puffy little eggs around the month of December. And then they assumed, because the octopus was by itself, that these eggs were unfertilized. And then in February, he comes in when cleaning the tank to like check on it, looks closely at one, and accidentally pops it. He's like touching him, accidentally pops it. And this droplet comes out and spreads out these tiny tentacles. And next thing you know, 49 more hatchlings emerged.
Sick.
And now they have 50 octopuses.
I do not feel bad for them.
In their home. And they are
what?
Like,
they deserve
my God.
Now
the dad
what are you
says
do?
It's expensive,
Cal?
Wet chaos.
That's disgusting. What is wrong with these people?
He said they have now spent thousands of dollars on tanks, water filters, water chillers, crabs, snails, and clams in an expanding cephalopod aquarium that
they
has briefly taken over part of their bathroom. Right.
I got bad news for them about exponential population growth.
Right. They just keep growing.
Like, those little babies are going to hit puberty.
Right.
And
what do you do with 50?
They need a plan. What are they doing?
What are they doing? And so Paul Clarkson, who's a director of husbandry operations at the Monterey Bay Aquarium, said that when he first heard about the Clifford family, he thought they had no business caring for an octopus.
Yeah, no business.
After he watched Dr. Clifford, that's the dad, I guess, Dr. Clifford, and he says he was pleasantly surprised that it was a delightful story, and it seems like they've done a pretty remarkable job as home aquarium keepers caring for that animal. It's obvious they went to great lengths and expenses, but he cautions that most pet owners are not equipped to care for an octopus. They do not make good pets, and as the family documents in their story, their efforts, the time, the money involved in caring for the animal is tremendous, and it's a 24/7 job, and he says, do not do this at home.
Are you trying to tell me that dad is a doctor?
Yeah, but I don't know a doctor of what.
Yeah, that is important.
Yeah. It just said, a dentist.
Okay. Fine.
Not an expert in animal husbandry.
I am mad about these people.
Yeah.
This is not what we should be doing for our children. I'm telling you.
If your child has an obsession with dinosaurs, you know, you don't start Jurassic Park. We learned the hard way. Not us, you know, Lynn, but we watched that. Really, watched what happened with that.
I shouldn't judge because Sarah was witness to my son being very upset on the eclipse day because there was this like 2-minute window where you were supposed to log in and like try to get these special edition sun chips.
Yeah, what was the deal with eclipse? That?
They're like, I'm on board,
and I'm going to be team, whatever we're doing here. But I still don't know what I was like comforting somebody over, really.
Yeah, he forgot. Like, he didn't set a timer, and then it was by the time we remembered, it was a few minutes later, and he was like, and then of course there were only 100 bags, and so the likelihood that we would have gotten them anyway was very low. But he felt like it was a loss, and he was so sad. Well, guess who went on eBay, bought herself a $50 bag of sun chips. So who am I judging with this octopus story? I would do that. I would end up with a whatever the collective noun is for a group of octopuses.
You would have this. You would end up with an entire cephalopod aquarium. If your son was obsessed.
I hate when he cries, so I shouldn't judge.
I get it. And I hate when he cries too. I couldn't imagine. It hurt my heart.
Stupid.
I'm not even his mother.
I'm like, Link, get over it. And then I'm like putting in like a search, save, alert.
Okay. But like, what are these sun chips? Please explain to me.
Well, I'll let you know when I get them, but they were special flavor just for this eclipse.
Like flavor? Like,
yes, a special flavor.
Okay. Wow. Sun chips are smart for this.
Yeah. And there's no way that they're going to be like worth $50 for a bag.
Susie.
How do you even ship a bag of potato chips?
That's what I'm thinking. I feel like in probably the same amount of care that you'd ship the octopus. Special bag and...
At least he can become like a marine biologist or something. What am I teaching? Just like food heals all sadness.
Oh, but he's going to be so happy. That's really cute. Yeah. Well, don't get an octopus.
Dysfunctional parenting.
I'm surprised that they only got 50 because the California two-spot octopus can lay up to 800 eggs.
See, it shouldn't even be legal for people to buy them and bring them into their homes.
It doesn't seem like it should be at all.
Yeah. I think he took liberties with his doctor credentials or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The only way that you can even get them is if you get them from a diver who has a permit that is allowed to catch octopus in areas that are not state marine reserves. So I don't know. I feel like this is not an animal. And they're really, really smart. They said one of the things that's really difficult about keeping octopus in captivity is that they only survive about 2 years. And they have a pretty short lifespan anyway. Like we all saw my octopus teacher. I was bawling. Mm-hmm. And so they only have that 2-year lifespan anyways. But they will escape. They often are like, I'm fucking out of here.
Yeah, they're escape artists, like Houdini.
They are escape artists. So
yeah.
Yeah. You're not, it's going to be hard.
Nothing but trouble.
They said that they only managed to keep 24 of the hatchlings alive. And which is, you know, the researcher said that even in the wild, very few hatchlings survived. So, you know, it is
easy come, easy go.
Yeah. Easy come, easy go, I guess. But the dad also says, we don't really have a concrete plan, but we're doing good so far. That's not good when you're saying, yeah. We don't really have a concrete plan.
Cal and his parents sound like the kind of people that would have gotten Willy Wonka's golden ticket and went on tour of that, of Willy Wonka's chocolate factory and ended up in trouble.
And died.
Because there is some, I think maybe some overindulgence happening with this young man.
Yeah.
I don't think he's like young Sheldon or something where he's like, oh, he's a prodigy, so smart. He just loves the octopuses.
He does lean a little bit maybe like on the spectrum to me. The child.
Like, so do his parents. Like if you're going to be yes. Yeah, let's get it.
Yes.
Let's do this.
We need some good boundary setting in this family. Maybe a little bit.
A little bit.
With our best friends.
Sun chips are one thing. They don't breed.
God. Right. But you know what? That kid is lucky to have parents. Well, and your son is lucky to have a mom who will go to the ends of the earth.
I feel like you and I are both lucky because we have Caraway bakeware and cookware.
Oh, love it.
How
did I cook eggs before?
I know. Peg got hers. She's living the dream over there. I mean, non-stick, but non-toxic. How do they do it? I don't know.
That's what you want.
But it's so good. And then you can choose the color of all of your cookware and bakeware. So like if you have a cool color scheme situation, you can get your items to match it. So
I love that. Like Susie's house has a yellow stove, and she's got all the yellow that matches, and it is so stinking cute in there.
We were saying, remember, I was like, can you believe that the Caraway collection yellow is the exact same yellow shade as my oven? Because it's like amazing. Marigold. It's like
a deeper, meant to be.
Yeah. Anyway, this stuff is great and it is so cute, but the real kicker is how amazing your food will turn out. It is life-changing. Visit carawayhome.com/braincandy to take advantage of this limited time offer for 10% off your next purchase. This deal is exclusive for our listeners, so visit carawayhome.com/braincandy or use code braincandy at checkout. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what else do I have to share with you? This is fun. Pun intended, you'll see why. Martin Short is set to become the next mayor of a town called Funner, California.
Stop.
And this is the first I had ever heard of Funner, California.
That's the part that you're interested in?
Well, no, I'm going to tell you more about, but... Yeah, yes, I'm interested.
Funner.
Okay, so Funner is a town that began. Well, it's in like the desert area of California. I want to say like right outside, kind of on that like driving to Vegas stretch.
Mm.
So this is an area where Harrods had a casino and, you know, like a resort already, but there wasn't a lot of draw. They wanted to like redo the area and redo the town, so they renamed the town and opened up with all these more fun things to do and named the town Funner, California. And this was in August of 2016. Okay. And they created the town with a commitment to promoting the most fun possible in every business within city limits. And it's a small town. And they said, like, every town needs a mayor. So what they did is they found mayors that were design or chosen to protect fun, good times, laughing out loud, and positive vibes from the negative influences determined to turn a smile upside down. And so they've named these like inaugural like people as or like these people that they inaugurated as mayor. In the past, they had Rob Riggle. He was the first one. They had David Hasselhoff, Jane Lynch, and now
yeah, these are fun people.
And Oliver Putman is set to follow in the, and then the next one is going to be Martin Short.
And how long is their term?
1 year.
It's a 1 year term, and it's not by election; it's appointment.
Yeah.
And well, Martin Short is super fun. I love him.
Isn't it great?
He is a delight. I just think it's surprised. Cute. He's eligible, and maybe Jane too, because I think she also is Canadian. I guess they allowed sort of a global mayor pool.
Yeah. Maybe I just have finished to be residents of California.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. I'm sure that they've
yeah. I mean, we did have Arnold as our governor.
Yeah, but he's a citizen now. I don't know if they've taken the pledge.
That's actually a good question. Are they citizens? Yeah.
Because Adam is a permanent resident. He's not a citizen of the U.S. of A. At any rate, I just finished Martin Short's memoir.
Oh, how was that?
It's so good. And it's ghostwritten by David Camp, who we've had on Brain Candy. He wrote the Sesame Street book called Sunny Days.
Yeah.
So when I put on my Instagram that I was reading Martin's book, David DM'd me and goes, you know, I wrote this with him, right? And I was like, what? No. But do you think, which I do, that he is dating Meryl Streep?
What?
This is the rumor because they're on that Murders in the Building thing.
Yeah. And Martin Short and Meryl Streep.
They're banging, man. I mean.
I love that.
I love it. It's an it couple that we can stand behind.
Oh my God. This is my favorite it couple. Because yes. Like, I saw this funny. Yeah, I saw this funny Instagram that was like, every gal needs a cute gay boyfriend. Like a gay boyfriend to do this. And then she like listed, she's like, look at my cute little gay boyfriend with this little mustache. And he goes to his work and nobody would expect that he's got a straight wife and he's totally banging at home. And like, it was so funny. And I was like, that's it. You need to say, every girl boyfriend. Just needs a little gay boyfriend.
Do you think Martin is sort of that? He has that sensibility.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't you? Mm-hmm. Where you're like,
yeah. I knew exactly.
Come
what you
on.
Meant.
For, if yeah. you told me that he was dating Steve Martin, I would have been like, yeah, that tracks.
Okay, yeah. Right.
Yeah. Right, but then you get a nice, woman who's so powerful and so like commanding of like just.
Yeah, but she's also self-deprecating and doesn't take herself too seriously. And I think it's such a great match. But I love that they're like. Is keeping it on the down low. Like they keep going out and going on dates, but then they're like, what? We're just friends.
Stop.
You're friendship. This is
my new obsession. I'm going to go on a full deep dive looking at all of the like paparazzi photos. This is the celebrity couple.
Yes.
That we can all get behind.
That we deserve, all of us.
Man, what a treat. Yeah. I didn't think that you were going to surprise me with that little gem.
I didn't think so either. You're usually on top of like fun little celebrity stuff. Yeah. This was a real treat for me.
So, you know, she'll be maybe the Mrs. Mayor.
And if you want, wait, let's do some old gossip real quick.
Addicted to drama and you just can't stop it. Well, you better listen to old gossip.
Thank you, Adam, for singing that
in. It's been a minute.
He abridged the jingle. He felt it was too long and cumbersome, so he made a new version. Anyway.
It's very good.
Okay, if you're on the interwebs right now, you can find this weird clip of like when Kathy Lee, when she was on with Hoda. Remember it was Hoda and Kathy Lee on the Hour 4 or whatever it is on GMA or something?
Yeah. Just seemed like they were tipsy the whole time.
Yeah, they were like, it was like Wine Wednesday and it's like 9 a.m. Anyway, one day Kathy Lee was interviewing Martin Short and she acted like she was really close with his then wife and she was asking about her and the woman is dead. And oh. Martin had to basically tell her on the air, and it is so cringe.
It's the worst. My, talk about not doing your fucking homework. You mean to especially tell me on Good Morning America, where you have people? It's not like it'd be one thing if somebody like yours truly,
right?
Like was like, oh, what? Oh, just oh my god, from I didn't the hip. Even know. Shooting from the hip. But we're assuming that there are people writing the questions. She's not writing her own questions, Kathy Lee Gifford.
And she was acting like she was friendly with her and that she loved her. And she's the best. And I'm like, oh no. And then he had to be like, bad news.
Bad news.
We lost her. I think that was his phrase. We lost her in whatever year. Can you imagine how hard that would be if it were your partner that passed and you had to say live on the air?
Yeah.
Kathy Lee, you're awful. Drunk.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Anyway, I can't wait to watch that. And he's like a good sport who would be able to like kind of bounce back from that or like also not want to embarrass
the interviewer. Make someone feel awful.
You know, I think that is what comedians can do really well. Like what I feel like Martin Short would do is he's like the yes-ander who's like, I'm gonna help you out a little bit in this.
Why do you think he is so the chemistry with Steve Martin is so great? What do you think that comes from? Because you would not expect those two to be.
I think it's. But I think you would if you look at what they care about, and they both. I think it's like what you and how you and I are, where we love the art of the joke. We love breaking it down. We love talking about why something's funny. We like, hey, is there something here? What's the, like, and just kind of like have that person to.
Yeah. Like, they vibe in that way. Like,
Comedically. Yeah. I think they have, they like the art of telling a joke. And I heard recently, I don't know, I think this might have even been on their documentary, the Steve Martin documentary, how there are people who are funny and then there are people who know how to tell a joke. Like they know the art of comedy and what goes into comedy. And I think Steve Martin knows what goes into comedy and Martin Short knows what goes into comedy, which is very different than just being somebody who's just a funny guy, you know?
Yeah. Or like, you know, our friend Tiffany that used to be Kathy Griffin's assistant. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Tiffany if you're listening. We love you. You know how she has the best laugh in the whole world?
The best laugh in the world.
It's just such a great sense of humor. It's so infectious. But she's not cracking jokes.
Right.
Like sometimes she might, like a normal person. But it's not like she's always trying for a punchline. She just thinks everything is so funny.
It's the best.
That's a different personality too.
Yes, yes, it is. The best audience. I also think your friend Kelly is like this.
Yes, we all need those people. You need the joke teller.
We do. And those kind of people who like, oh, I got into a little bit of a fight with Eli about this because, well, not about this, but sort of.
Okay.
Why does it bug me so much when, like, my partner thinks they're funnier than me?
Probably because you know that it's not true.
Right. And I'm like, I have never been with a man who has actually said, yeah, you are funnier than me. Like, so
that's
I was hanging out
because
with,
let me just set the record straight. You're funnier than everyone you've ever been with.
100% Guaranteed.
Okay, so we're clear.
And so then we were talking about like, you know, Eli's friends and we were with one of his friends and I was like, can you believe that Eli thinks that he is funnier than I am? And I was like, we were talking about like the ranking and of his friends. And I was like, where would you put yourself in that ranking? And he would said he's last. His friends are funnier. And I'm like,
that's even
so
more
you're
offensive.
Telling me that I'm less funny than all your friends and you and my job is to be. I don't think so.
Oh,
no way. I was like, nope, nope. Go. You need
you
to
think
relook
it's 'cause
at
you're
that.
A lady?
Yeah, I know it is. And I was watching some clip from a podcast of like these two comedians talking, and they were saying about like women being funny, and they said, and she, the one female comedian is like, I've never had a man who's said, like, when men talk about why they date women, like why they're with her, they'll say like, oh, she's like, she's fun, or she like gets the joke, or she like, you know, can laugh the joke or has a good sense of humor, but they're never like, oh, I'm with her because she's funny.
I hate this.
I hate it too.
I would be real mad if I were you, because
yeah, I'm breaking up with him just for that. Done.
Do it. End yeah. it. Who I'm cares? Like,
you don't think I'm funny? I'm gonna find yeah. somebody who does. Who says nice I am you. The funny one in the relationship? Yeah,
we had a good run. Bye.
It was fun while it lasted. Yeah,
I'll tell you what else is fun while it lasts, and that is Lola V.
Oh, don't get me started about this hair this care stuff. Product.
I mean, it's the real freaking deal.
It is so nice when you hear all about something and then you want to try it and you have high expectations, and then it exceeds those yes. expectations.
Yeah.
That, because like, that doesn't happen much in life. You no. know what I'm saying?
Because you think everything's with been things invented. That we are like everything.
Trendy yeah. and popular, and I see all over yeah. my Instagram and social media. I'm like, there's no way.
Well, because you think there's like an upper limit. How good could right. it be?
Correct.
Right?
How? There's a I want to say that the most popular thing when we went to our
oh my god, if I heard away another was my hair comment. It was actually annoying me.
It people I was annoyed by
us
it.
to tell Sarah they liked her hair, including Ric Flair, by the way.
Yeah, he was like, "Woo, what is that hair?" And I was like,
"Thank you for noticing.
It's a lot,
Lola V."
Yeah, he was like, "Whoa."
Yeah,
so
it has an Lola effect. It, these it. Products are
it's
great.
All I'm using.
The whole line is great. The shampoo, conditioner, detangler, leave-in, the whole thing. They have a wet brush that's awesome. I can't believe I've lit like
Susie.
I could have used not this all in wet the brushes.
80s. People aren't going to believe me. That's why I have to do know, videos on this, thing. So they problem. Like can see what yeah. it's really like.
People think we are just, it's hyperbole, but it's true.
If you here's get that deal. Brush and it is not the best brush you've ever had, I'll buy it off you.
Wow. She's throwing out guarantees over here.
Guarantee.
Unlock.
That's not Jennifer. A Lola V guarantee. That's a Sarah guarantee.
Yes. Unlock Jennifer Aniston approved hair at lolav.com. As our loyal listeners, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BRAIN at checkout. That's 15% off your order at lolavie.com with promo code BRAIN. Please note you can only use the promo code once per order, and discounts can't be combined after you purchase. They'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Your hair will thank you. And that's a new code, by the way, BRAIN. It was different before, so
okay.
just BRAIN. Make a note of that.
Got it. Yeah.
Okay. Moving on.
Moving on. Okay, what else? What else? Oh, this is just a fun little tidbit for you. There's a fashion yes. designer, and we can explore what we think this means, what they're trying to do
okay.
here.
Okay, okay.
There's a fashion designer called DePetsa, P-E-T-S-A, and they have unveiled their fall, winter 2024 runway, and what they're featuring on all of their pants are something they call a masturbation pocket on all of their women's pants. And I will show you what it looks like. You can see.
Oh, no.
There's that right there.
It's like a pocket, but uh-huh. where your zipper is.
Yes. And they are trying to draw attention to female empowerment and acceptance through their designs. And the show was memorialized dressing as a ritual, making it a moment of pleasure, making its moment of pleasure all the more significant, they said.
That's what the dumbest thing I ever that? Heard.
I kind of feel
what are
like
they talking about?
Too. Like,
if,
so this,
if I want to do that, I just pull my pants down. I mean, I don't right. need a pod.
They are, they're a designer that likes to highlight women's issues. And in 2022, they did a whole line of pregnancy fashion, like bridal wear, that was all like showcasing the bump.
Yeah.
As like kind of pointing attention to it. And, but
yeah, it's provocative. I get it.
Yeah.
But I
get what they're trying to do in like raising awareness with female sexuality, and like nobody is more passionate about fighting for equality with the orgasm gap than your girl over here. Like, I believe that women should, you know, but like, I don't want a masturbation pocket on anybody's pants.
Yeah, right. And
like,
seems like it's a gimmick that is, yes, leveraging inequality to just get headlines.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Good point. Yeah.
And that ain't it for me.
Because it would, and whenever brands do this, mm-hmm, whenever brands take a position in any way, it is so important for me that they like put their money where their mouth is,
mm-hmm,
and that they back up things in other ways. Like, mm-hmm, if a percentage of the proceeds were going to fight female genital mutilation somewhere,
right, something
like,
yeah,
that, mm-hmm, you know, like the idea of awareness just for awareness sake is something that really bugs me.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And right, you know who else I want to point a finger at and I'm mad at?
Ooh.
All, ooh. Yeah. Yeah. All of the like Adidas, Nike, a lot of these big sports companies are now using people with like different physical limitations at like in their advertising. Like, for example, they're featuring a lot of blade runners, like people who have the like one leg or one foot as a blade and they're like running. But yeah. I was watching this whole I don't know, something on TikTok or about like this woman who is an athlete, a runner for Special Olympics with one foot, and she has tried to reach out to these companies to get one shoe, to see if they will sell her one shoe. They're,
oh, yeah,
advertising people with one shoe. They've even gone so far as to change the mannequins in the store, in the Nike store. The mannequin has one shoe, one foot.
Right, right.
And when she wrote them to say, hey, you're doing a lot to use people with one leg in your advertising and in your promoting, how, what can you do for me as an athlete? Like, is there somewhere that us athletes who,
yeah, like
need
there could
one
be a
shoe?
Registry.
Yes, a
like,
code.
Yeah.
Also, you got one person who is missing a leg,
yeah,
their,
yeah,
left leg, and one person missing a right. We could sort things out. You're putting it on all the mannequins in all your store. How about save that size 8.5 or whatever and send it to our girl? Like,
did she? So she wanted like a discount.
Yeah, something like, oh, is there, uh-huh, is there, if you are doing this, if you're advertising is this, is there a place where these runners can go to purchase this? Can, and so they offered her a one-time 10% discount.
No.
And she's like, oh, that's great, but I'm going to probably need more than one pair of shoes in my life. And so then they upped it to 15%. And that feels like go fuck all the way off. I can find a coupon code for less online somewhere. Or for, mm-hmm, more online somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't, right, like it.
I see your point. I didn't think I was going to agree with you, but I do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love it when I can convince. Because it's like, if you're going to advertise,
yeah,
and use that, because then you got to put your money where your mouth is. You got like, it's all, it's, I feel the same about those brands who paint themselves pink for like breast cancer awareness. And it's just to sell more. And they're doing absolutely fuck all.
Yeah.
With
there's a
the
lot of that.
Proceeds
pink
from
washing,
that.
There's green
pink washing, greenwashing, all of, yeah, that bullshit that I just, yeah, hate. Okay, so that's my story about that. But check out the, because besides the little pot, like if it,
that was cute otherwise.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, if she would take her hand out of her pants
and stop, then that's jerking off.
Just cute stitching. But they're all, they all walk down the runway with their hands down the pant, their pants. And I was like, cut it out. Go home with that. I'm like Susie, please. Where I'm like, I don't want to see that. It's the same way I wouldn't want to see like a guy with his hand down his pants. Like, I don't want to, don't do that either.
Like, when I was flying home from vacation, there was this bozo in the airport gate doing yoga. And I don't mean just sort of stretchy a little bit. I'm talking ass in the air.
Yeah.
And he was probably 70, white.
Whoa. 70? Like,
well, he had gray hair. I don't know how old he was, but limber, though. Trust me.
Yeah, I mean, hell, if you're doing yoga everywhere, even the airport, I know how you got
and
that
And I
way.
Was losing it. I was Larry David so bad. And I, like, I wanted, I had to do, I wanted to stop this. And Adam was, like, making me unpack what the problem was specifically. And it's that.
Yeah, what was
it's
it?
That some things are private. There's right. a reason we don't go to the gate and take a piss. That's right. private. There's a separate area for that. It's called the bathroom. Yeah. And I'm sorry, but there's no yoga lounge at the airport. You're going to have to wait, buddy. It is so gross for me to see your ass in the air. Trust, it was gross.
Okay, what about, so I see there the Boston Marathon is coming up. A lot of people are training for marathons. I am seeing people who are training in the airport, running, like with their watch. They're like, boop. Like,
how do you know they're doing that race?
Well, like, how do you know I happen that to see one person post about it of like keeping up with my Boston Marathon training.
Running?
You know, running. We're talking like in like the little running shorts, like setting the like doing
Get
laps
the fuck
around.
Out of here. I cannot. It's infuriating. That is the breaks. You're traveling. There's lots of things I want to do when I'm traveling that I can't because I am traveling.
Yeah, because imagine if more people started doing that.
Right. Like a chef comes in with pots and pans, makes a fire.
Oh my God. I feel one time attempted to paint my nails at, no, it was on a plane. And I unscrewed the nail polish and instantly was like, I made a mistake.
Right.
Screw it back on.
Yes.
Bad idea.
Yes.
Bad idea. Everybody's like, what are we doing here? I'm making it. Nobody wants this.
Yes.
And I was like,
it's
you know what?
It's a communal space.
It's a communal space. That's it. And you know what? If I felt enough shame to not paint my nails in a communal space, maybe save the other things for.
It's infuriating. I'll tell you what's not infuriating, and that is how good I feel when I use Oaky Essentials all over my pelt.
This was my thank you gift for all of the people who took care of me when I was not well. I sent them they have wonderful little travel sets, like where you can try, you know, the like little
samplers.
Mm-hmm. And they're so beautiful. And it felt like I was giving my friends the same kind of like, you know,
care.
They gave me, care and like rest and peace and enjoy this like thing that's just for you. And they, the joy that I got watching people open it and immediately put it on their skin and then go,
right?
I love it. It gave it to Eli's mom and his sisters.
Well, people get so excited about like skin stuff that actually works. And this stuff is like, feels so luxurious. It's the same people that make Jenny Kane. So we already knew we liked their stuff.
Right.
But this is a whole new line. And the restorative mask just by itself is amazing. But the whole line is really, really awesome. And does feel, it feels like an indulgence, but
yeah,
it's
I've switched out. I'm all about the cleansing balms now, like to do the double cleanse, where the cleansing oil. So I put that on. I feel like that really works, especially with drier skin. Oh, it's magic.
Treat yourself or someone else. Our followers will get 15% off plus a free organic honey-based restorative mask with their first order when they use code BRAINCANDY15 at checkout. That's 15% off and a gift with your first order at OAKESSENTIALS.com. Promo code BRAINCANDY15. Go ahead and treat yourself from luxurious skincare to meaningful self-care. You deserve it. What a great Mother's Day gift that would be, too.
Yes, that set. I'm telling you, it's a great way to, like, treat yourself to it. And then they give you a wonderful gift with purchase. Mm-hmm. And it's little like, treats. Buy one for my friend, but keep the gift for me. Yeah. You know, that's what I've been doing. Okay, what else do I have to share with you? Oh, this is a fun one. The country of Chechnya has banned all music that is not between 80 and 116 BPM.
I know. What do you think?
It's cuckoo crazy.
It's cuckoo crazy. But what do you think their what do you think the motive is?
Well, I have their motive. Their motive, they mm-hmm. said, is to, they want to, this is an attempt to banish Western cultural influences. And
because we do ballads or what?
And then I'm like, the songs that they allowed were like Vanilla Ice, Ice Ice Baby.
Yeah. It's not like so it's we like, have the.
Tell me about how that is like a problem, or that's not a problem, but a Beyonce song is.
It makes no sense that it would be about the speed of the tempo.
They said that they only allow music between 80 and 116 beats per minute to conform, this is the quote, to conform to the Chechen mentality and sense of rhythm.
Yeah, right. That's
what does that mean?
Makes sense.
No, it makes no damn sense. And that now, see, this is what happens, because anytime you restrict something that did Prohibition teach people nothing? Like, anytime you say, this thing, you're actually not allowed to have it. This is like, the same thing will happen that happened in my house when my mom tried to ban sugar in our house for all those years.
Next thing Guess you know, Sarah's what? Getting the bulk package of peanut M&Ms.
Yeah. 100%. And then I'm like sneaking around, going to all my friends' houses, like, oh, got to get all the sugar, got to get all this, because I can't have it then. And all it created was more hiding of the thing that I wanted to do.
I mean, as someone who married a crew member, believe me, I can speak to the appeal of the forbidden fruit. These
right?
people are going to be singing so
is.
Many ballads.
Yes.
Wonder and which ballad they would love the most, Celine Dion?
Well, oh, I think it might. How many? That's a lot of slow music is out, though.
Out?
Yeah, like if it's under 80 beats per minute, Beethoven was cut.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, these are just slow songs. Slow
okay,
tempo.
So you're saying, like, a ballad is more of like.
They
that
have a
mid-
slow tempo.
Tempo.
No, it's a slow tempo.
Okay, so they're cutting them. No more of those.
That's what I mean. But you're telling me they love forbidden fruit, so they're going to become enthusiasts.
Oh, I see what we're saying here.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're
yes.
going to become obsessed
Correct.
With ballads.
They want rap music and slow ballads. That you are right. That is what the kids are going to want. They're going to want things that are really, really fucking fast, like EDM or... yes, I am totally in agreement with... Now I understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little communication breakdown right there, but
Sorry.
Now I'm on board.
Yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. that is it. And then here's my other question. How are they enforcing this? How are you going to police this?
They could do it on the radio.
Oh, that makes
but
sense.
But I don't know. Otherwise, I don't know how you would. Internet? Come on. Hello?
Right. Now I want to make like a Chechenian playlist with all of my music that's just
that's
the perfect
BPMs. That's a really
BPMs.
Funny idea.
On Isn't
Spotify,
it?
Right.
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Spotify Chechenian approved playlist. It'll be like Ice Ice Baby, some Lady Gaga song, just to keep the vibes
That's
right.
so funny. Chechens? Man.
Yeah.
I feel your pain.
And then I wonder if there's going to be some invention of some new music, like a new musical style that'll come out.
It'll be just like one beat per
yeah.
minute more.
And so this is in Russia, right? It's like... unincorporated
well,
Russia or something like
you
that.
You mean USSR
like,
kind of old
Yeah,
timing.
Like that
yeah.
area. Like,
mm-hmm.
I have not been to a nightclub in Russia, but I have been to nightclubs in the Czech Republic, which I feel is like,
yeah,
close enough vibes.
Sure.
Here's what I know about mm-hmm. going to a nightclub in the Czech Republic.
Yeah.
I, Sarah, as a mediocre dancer, am basically Usher over there. I mean, I have never seen worse dancing in my entire life than in Eastern Europe.
How did you choose Usher just then?
I don't know. He just feels like he's got good moves. Like, Usher. Like, you know,
I love how you picked a man, though. It made me laugh.
Yeah. Like, it's like Usher's not got J-Lo. Like, good moves.
Yeah, yeah,
no,
yeah.
No, because, okay. like, she's a dancer. Like, Usher's
that's
got, like...
That's her thing.
I know. As soon as I said it, I regretted it. I was like, I know. That's actually her thing.
Lord
like,
knows she's not a like, singer.
Right? I was thinking that. By the way, if you listened to our last episode, which you should have, and you heard us talk about the Whoopi Goldberg Award, J-Lo, I would like to nominate for the Whoopi Goldberg Award.
Yes.
I would also like to nominate... I did nominate, and right now I feel like she's the one who gets the award, and unless somebody comes along that I see who deserves it more. But Gwen Stefani right now is the front runner.
Yeah, she is. She at this time is looking like the favorite for the Whoopi Goldberg Award, but there's really no reason. Like this isn't like canceling. This is more just like,
not at all.
Do.
Right. And I, like I mentioned to Susie, when I brought up Gwen Stefani as my nominee for this award, I dressed like her for Halloween.
Yeah.
I went as Gwen Stefani from No Doubt for Halloween, but I was like, oh, I love Gwen Stefani from No Doubt. And now I'm like, okay.
We get it.
We get it.
Well, and Sarah was upset because everyone we were nominating was a woman, but that's because like men are important. They're like grandfathered in. Like,
right.
They're all recipients of the Whoopi Goldberg Award.
Where we're like, we've had enough. Oh, yeah, I could, like, yeah, there are very few that I haven't had enough of.
Yeah. We'll have to have the reverse where it's like,
yeah.
The award, like the.
Yes.
Hugh. Who's the guy that I love in the Prestige?
Hugh Jackman.
Yeah. The Hugh Jackman Award.
Yes.
For,
yeah.
Like a man we love.
Speaking of Hugh Jackman, he recently got divorced from his wife for a long time. Like,
yes, he did.
And then did he officially come out?
No.
Because there were rumors that he was like that. Is that a thing or not a thing?
Well, that's been a thing for a really, really long time. And her name was Deb, the wife, the ex-wife. Mm-hmm. And whenever people would say these things, like in interviews and stuff, like he was so upset because he'd be like, my Deb. He always called her like my Deb. He was so sweet about her. But then when he got divorced, it felt like then... Everyone was expecting the truth to come out because it does interest me because usually I found with celebrities that it's where there's smoke, there's fire. Mm-hmm. And I know like personally some celebrities that are still closeted who are definitely
right.
Not straight.
Yeah. Where there's a lot of smoke.
I really do hate the idea that if somebody is straight and everyone just keeps accusing them of being in the closet.
I just said that because I really thought that he had.
No, I know. I'm just
come
like,
out, and I think I heard like in some new movie he was like with some, you know.
But I wonder why we think that. Is it just the Broadway stuff? Is it because he's really nice? No,
yes, it is.
That's why it's got to be the Hugh Jackman Award.
That's why it does, because there's absolutely no reason for us to not like
he's
him and love
sweet
him.
And
he's just really sweet and kind and
generous.
Let's think. I like this. So we got the Hugh Jackman Award, Whoopi Goldberg Award, and those are we'll be working on those.
Oh God. Okay. Well. Anyway. Good luck to the Chechens.
Yeah.
That's not going to last. I mean, those people are known for hanging in there.
Okay. That's actually true. That's true. You're right. You're probably right.
It's slow to change over there in the Eastern Bloc.
Yeah.
Let's round it down, wind it down, round it up, whatever. Sarah wants a dog. Should she get one? Should we do a poll?
Oh my God, all of our brainiacs are going to be like, duh.
Like, and then they'll be like, don't let your dog around Susie. She hates those mangy mutts.
Not true at all.
And then
we learned about the town of Funner.
I think that we did learn about that town. And I would love to go there.
I know. It kind of sounds like it would be a fun, like, what if we went to like Martin Short's like inauguration? Like, and they all wear all purple. Like, it's like their town thing. Like, they dress in, like, all the mayors, like, dress in all purple. And they, like, get all dressed up for it, and it's very fun. And
do you, I know I talk about this on our Patreon sometimes, but I do think it's fun to talk about, which is how, you know, on Road Rules, we had mayors. Each mission, yes, you have a mayor.
Yes, yes.
And that the origin of that was that on the first season, Allison banged the mayor of Nogales, Texas, who was the youngest mayor in the country. And he was the lead of that mission. And so every mayor, every person lead after that,
oh,
was called.
Oh my God, they
mayor.
Called the mayor. I love that.
Can you believe she boinked him?
Yes, I can.
He was probably so happy.
Yes, and I love that. That's a win-win in my books.
Anywho, Martin Short.
And there's a town in Colorado where there's a dog that's a mayor, so.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Like
I wonder how
fair.
His term is he's going. Doing,
I think they extended his term because I still follow him and he's still doing his mayoral duties around town.
It's a lifetime appointment?
I think so. I think he's been like grandfathered in, granddoggied
it's
in.
It's like the Supreme Court. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and he's so cute. I follow him on Instagram. He's great.
We are super excited about Meryl Streep and Martin Short.
Yes, I can't wait to look at all those photos. Ah!
I mean, and then thank you to all the laughers out there because Jokers, we love you.
Yeah,
Sarah's
the best
funny,
audience.
Than
a lot of our
dated.
Listeners are like this. Yeah.
Yes.
We need you guys.
We love we a good love audience. You. We love do not it. Love weird masturbation pods
no.
We're yoga no. at airports.
No, don't do that, people. Wow, we were all
thank
over the
you.
Place in this episode.
We did. Oh, and don't forget those stupid-ass octopus parents.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that. Yeah. Don't buy your kid an octopus, no matter how obsessed he is with it.
Or the Eclipse Sun Chips. Okay. Thank you for listening. Thank you for using our codes. We love you. You're the best. We'll see you next time.
Bye.